brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's 100% fact now. It's a new season of new releases and stuff, and they're all garbage, and we beat them.
The Penguin one is good.
We beat them all. Doesn't really matter.
You have to have a max subscription for that one. So you don't need a subscription for us, kids. We're the best free thing on at 2 a.m.
We are. I like the word free because they used to just call us cheap, but free sounds better.
Yeah. Right. Complimentary. Yeah.
Ooh.
We are very complimentary.
Ooh, that's multi-syllabic. I like that word.
Yeah.
That's like a 5-cent word.
Right.
That's like a $10 word. Look at him.
My dad once got us up to $100 so we could spell etiquette correctly. We were in my first and second grade. We couldn't get it. He just kept upping the ante. Yeah. So I learned how to spell etiquette in second grade thanks to that, but didn't get the $100.
You'd never know he got thrown out of community college, would you? Good for him. You would have loved Achiever, you.
They have etiquette there, you know.
He thinks etiquette is a state up in New England. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Etiquette. Oh, me, I'm from Vermont.
You know, trying to drive to Etiquette to get the big refund on the bottles he turns in. And he can never find it.
Yeah, it's right next to Boone's Farm and Bartles and James. Same place. Yeah, so.
Strawberry Hill.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful place. I was Made Man Bob, and joining me on this episode are Made Man Brent.
You know, today it really is a pleasure to be in the basement.
Pretty good day so far.
Yes.
Just going to get maybe a little bit better. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. We'll see. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning. Another fine day in the basement, gentlemen.
And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. Grateful for darkness with all you handsome gentlemen, so I don't have to see you.
And it.
Yeah, well, we supply the baby oil like
Diddy.
Like Diddy.
Diddy?
1,000 bottles. 1,000. Like,
I mean, why so few?
I mean, at that point, why don't you just buy it a 50-gallon drum and just put a tap on it and just make it easy? I mean, it's just storing 1,000 bottles. Like, good Lord. Weird. Very, very weird. And speaking of way too much baby oil, good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me. I was told this would be a scotch show, but this is all bourbon. But that's all right. I'll power through it. Thank you very much.
Look,
don't blame Diddy for the 1,000 bottles. He shops at Costco. That's his lawyer actually said that. There's a Costco near every house.
The Costco defense. I like it.
I love it.
It's above my pay grade.
Yeah, he's got 1,000 bottles but there was only one GIMP mask. So, you know, I'm not buying
it. And no condoms. What's that? What's up with that, man? That's not safe.
Weird. Very weird. Well, our sip segments are not about Diddy. They are about wine and distilled spirits and tea and coffee and all those happy things
you can drink. We should do an olive oil
show. And here's the
whiskeys. Just so I can use it and stuff.
Yeah, no. Here's the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. So we have from Copper and Kings, their Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in American Apple Brandy Barrels. We have the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series Amrit Finish Cask.
Woohoo!
We have the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series Tale of Two Islands. We have the Jack Daniel's 10-Year Batch 3, the Jack Daniel's 12-Year Batch 2, the Bernheim Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey Barrel Proof A 124. We have the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Barrel Proof A124 and the Elijah Craig Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof A124.
You typed 224 on the script, but you corrected it on the fly. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah. Right.
Are they all A124?
I know where the 224
are always ones.
I have the 224 too, and we just haven't got to it yet, and I know where it's at, so I know it's not that one. So that's what we're tasting today. Everybody happy?
We're good.
Ecstatic. Good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
There's only one whiskey here that has a hint of scotch in it. That's why I'm here.
We could go. You want me to go get a bottle of Octomore for Brent?
Only if I have the mask.
Make him happy.
Wear the gimp mask.
All right. Let's have Justin tell us about
our
subject.
Who will be joining us today? Will it be Sean Connery?
Hear me now and believe me later. Oh, shit. We got some really high proof bourbon today.
That's a really bad Sean Connery.
Very bad.
Again, Sean Connery with a stroke.
It's a bad Bugs Bunny.
Drunken leprechaun.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
He's actually getting better, Arnold.
Bring water. Bring water.
Don't feed into that ego.
Yeah.
Two sips.
Don't encourage him.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Pretty sure Sarah Connor's over in the corner crying, and it's not because, you know, the end of the universe. It's just...
What a baby
okay.
She doesn't like great size.
Let's see if we can recover from this tragedy already. So, Brent, why don't you tell us about our first whiskey and dig us out of this hole? So
thanks. There's no help with me here. So, so our first one is Copper and King's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in American Apple Brandy barrels. It's 55.5% ABV or 111 proof. So Copper and King's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is the first bourbon offering from the well-known Louisville brand distillery.
Brandy.
Yes, that one too. It is made from a blend of 5, 10, and 15-year Kentucky bourbons that has been finished in American Apple Brandy barrels for 12 months. So I have to, it's a nice copper color. Yeah, nice copper color. And the first thing I have to say to this is, when I first approached it, I really wasn't that thrilled with it. And I had to go back and I had to add water to this one. So this is something that I had to add water to. And then everything kind of popped for me on this. So I added some water. On the nose, I got tobacco and apples. The apple brandy really comes through with the apples on this. You can get the apples on the palate. You get a little bit of a chocolate kind of apple mixture, a little bit of orange, and then some cherry. You'd think it's just going to be apple brandy, but there's a lot of other flavors that come through with this that they're kind of muddled in there. That
we got 5, 10, and 15-year-old bourbons.
Well, yeah. And you get a little bit of that. They did a good job with this because, as we talk about the, not overpowering and stuff. So you have a lot of those bourbon notes to it, but they didn't come out until I added the water. And so...
Yeah, I had the opposite experience. I thought it tasted great without and smelled great without the water.
Right.
But the water did bring more floral notes to it for me. You said tobacco and apples. That's exactly what I got. But I also got brown sugar and cinnamon. When I added the water, I got more flowers.
I got brown sugar and cinnamon on the palate, though.
Yeah, well, on the nose, I mean, on the palate, there's chocolate and cinnamon. Yeah. I don't really get a little orange zest and figs, but I got it on the nose before the water. Yeah, so whatever. Just like everyone's different,
yeah.
And sometimes you're wrong, like Brent.
Well, the water makes it better, and you even said it. So there you go.
Maury, what did you think?
Well, initially when I approached it, I was concerned it was going to be like an apple flavored whiskey, like Crown Apple or something.
Always get that in that it's in the back of your mind when you hear something. It's just automatically you hear
and
like
they're
the,
a brandy
the,
finishing. They're a brandy the house, so
honey,
brandy finished
honey
apple,
bourbon.
Right.
You're thinking, oh my god, this is what we got.
So honestly, in comparison to that, it's well done. It's much more balanced. This is a bourbon aged in apple brandy barrels, not apple flavored whiskey or bourbon.
Correct.
And so I think you're right. I think you hit it on the flavor notes. I agree with everything that's been said. The water improved it. Definitely coming back. I think the air helped it as well. I think it's hard to estimate how much the air helped it, but it's definitely been in the glass now for more than an hour, and it's much more approachable than it was straight out of the bottle. So I think it's really nice. I think it's a really cool project. That's a first effort. I think it was done with restraint, and it could have easily been overdone. So I like what they're doing, and I'd like to see what else is coming. Justin?
I got a hint of garlic Tabasco on the nose, some Camel unfiltered, subtle.
And some kerosene.
And wet flowers.
Did you wash your hands before you started drinking?
I mean, sure. On the palate,
we had empanadas totally earlier. Different. Did you put Tabasco on them?
No,
I did.
Should've. On the palate, it was like chocolate and cinnamon and orange. They're like really different than the nose, and then the finish was sweet, like apple paste. I liked it.
I didn't think it was that sweet a finish. I got the good spice and a little dusty oak as well. No oak for you guys, Bob. What do you think?
Did a good job, man.
I think it was done extremely well. When you hear apple, it's apple brandy. It's not, you know, like crown
apple juice,
crapple, that they call it, crown apple. I mean, that's that apple flavor is coming out of a test tube from Dow Pedro.
They made a 23-year-old crown apple.
Oh, yeah. Really? Good.
Yeah. I mean, this is well done. I mean, it's well. I've had a lot of their brandies, and they make amazing brandies. I think this one was really well done. I get that tobacco, you know, moist like pipe tobacco and apple on the nose. I get the chocolate. When we first opened it, it was like sucking on a cinnamon toothpick. I mean, it was like blinding cinnamon. That is tapered off now nicely. I get the cherry. I get a little bit of a citrus on it. And then the finish on it's medium length. I think it's a good effort. So we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up our discussion on the Copper and Kings, so anybody else have anything to add, or are we good to move on and give it a rating?
I just want to say that apple brandy finished whiskey is not unique, because I have some Japanese stuff from Nika.
Yeah.
Don't poo-poo it till you've tried it. The apple flavor is not that fake candy apple.
Right. It's not
sugar.
Sweet. This is not pucker apple.
Right. Yeah. This is not. Right.
Not
apple.
It's not Jolly pucker. Rancher. Yeah.
They're doing something very nice.
Yeah. I think it's very well done. And again, it's easy for them because they make excellent brandy. So, you know, they've got good cast to go with. So we're going to give the Copper and Kings Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finish in American apple brandy barrels a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series is one of a really good series that they do with different other collaborations. And this one, they're collaborating with Amrut. And Amrut is my favorite Indian whiskey. So,
but you're not biased.
There's several good Indian whiskeys on the market right now, and I still go back to Amrut. I opened it at my wedding. Come on. So the first of the three planned releases of the Collaborative Series from Bardstown for 2024 is the Amrut.
Did you open it at the wedding before or after the Bartles and James?
We didn't do Bartles and James. I should have had that for the Alabama family.
That's right. Yep. I know. They'd have been happy. They might like you better.
No,
they might overlook your brownness.
Yeah, my in-laws like Farniente because they're spoiled. So we had a lot of that instead of Bartles and James. Yeah. So
okay, I'm sorry. Didn't interrupt.
So the Arbor collaboration brings together a single malt from India and the robust palate of long-aged Indiana rye and Kentucky bourbons. So they have two straight rye whiskeys that were finished in Umbert Indian single malt barrels for 18 months. The resulting liquid was carefully blended with the premium-aged Kentucky straight bourbons to create a distinct flavor profile that bridges the cultures and traditions to create something singular. Like my daughter, Indian and American, a white girl. So this is the blend right here.
Indian and Alabama. It's Alabama. Not a white
That's
girl.
Not American. Right, that's Alabama. Not American.
That's Alabama. She's got all her teeth. But she doesn't wear shoes.
It's Alabama. You can see through her for crying out loud.
So that's high class Alabama.
That's high class Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
I married a blonde. I like blondes. All right. So this whiskey is a blend of 43% 9-year-old Indiana rye with a mash bill of 45% corn, 45%, 51% rye. And you've got this numbers mixed up here.
It is. Yep.
Yeah, it's 51% rye, 45% corn, and 4% malted barley. This 20% 8-year-old Indiana rye with 95.5 mash bill. And they're both finished for 18 months in the Umrith's Indian single malt barrels. And I'm guessing, they don't say it here, but I'm guessing from the flavor profile we get later, it's those repeated barrels. So the remaining whiskey is a blend of 14-year-old Kentucky bourbon and a mash bill of 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley, 10-year-old Kentucky bourbon with a mash bill of 78% corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley, 11-year-old Kentucky bourbon with a mash bill of 78% corn, 13% rye, and 9% malted barley.
Now, can you say it again without reading it?
No, not at all.
It's so complicated.
It's very complicated. I'm glad Bob's gives us all the details.
It's overly complicated.
But it's about the whiskey. The color is a beautiful mahogany, much like myself. And
oh my.
The nose. I got tons of baked cherries, vanilla, and a hint of like fusel oil from the peat. There's a little bit of campfire going on, there's a little smoke, wood smoke. And the fusel oil it's a good, really heavy scotchy smell that comes with, that's blended with the rye and the bourbon, and the palate. It's heavy on the palate, it's oily, coats your whole tongue and your mouth. There's a hint, wisps of light peat and ginger, and you can taste the malt from the bourbons and the ryes and of course the single malt from India. The finish is quite long. It has waves of spice from the rye, orange peel, ginger, cinnamon, cherries, and then again that hint of smoke from the Umrith. I'm really enjoying this.
You got to really look for the smoke, but I think you're right. It's your just power a, of it's suggestion. A hint. It's, right, a hint. It's just a. This is. A I want to be clear. This is not a smoky whiskey.
No.
It's just this is really a delicious combination where the sum of the parts has eclipsed the individual components.
Just and like really, my daughter.
Well. Yes.
She's beautiful and brilliant. Go ahead.
I can't follow up with anything else.
She must be adopted.
Thank you, Brett. Have you or your wife met the parents?
That was perfect.
What do you think about the whiskey, Brett?
That was perfect. Well, you keep bringing up your daughter like a box of crayons.
Whatever.
No, this is... Barrel bourbon, when they first came out and they were out, we had...
Barrel bourbon? What are you talking about?
Bardstown bourbon. Bardstown bourbon has been Bardstown bourbon.
Been
is, no, they've done a lot of these collaborations, and they come together very well.
There was a couple I didn't like, but this is really great.
Yeah, this one here has came together extremely well, and
you lose some, but I agree with you. On the average, they've done more good ones than bad ones. Some haven't worked, but most of them, the collabs have been very good.
I wouldn't even say bad. They had some that weren't great. You know,
better than others. Some were really good, some were much better. This is distinct.
This one is right. This one carries itself very well. This one is above a lot of the other ones that they've had. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, when this one came out, I got excited, and I actually reached out to him. I said, "I just want to make sure we're on the list for this one." They go, "You're on the list for everything." I said, "Yeah, but I want to make sure I'm on the list for this."
Yeah, this one here hit all the right notes. I mean, when we first got it, we had it at one rating, and we all came back again and tried it again, and it just got better. It just got better with sitting in the glass and stuff. I had a little bit of water. It didn't really do much difference to it and stuff, but it was.
I think water brings out a little bit more of that smokiness, just a little bit.
Yeah, and when you say the smokiness, it's like you said,
it's a wisp.
It's I wouldn't even. Really, it's like. Yeah, not smoky at all, people. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
It's Justin? Pee.
Every time I smell it, I smell something different. Well, that's the time I smelled it.
You're talking about whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baked apple pie.
Just making sure with him, you never know. It could be Fabuloso or it could be
true.
Kerosene.
Yeah, you're right. The apple pie notes there, too. I didn't even think about that.
Vanilla, yeah. Cinnamon, and green tea. And the palate was very ginger heavy. It's like biting into like a fresh ginger root.
It is not anything like that. You've never bitten into a fresh ginger root.
That's right. I take issue with that, just as Harmeet does.
Okay. And then the finish was pleasant, but not super long for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't a fan.
All right, fine.
I think it was fine.
I think it's a long finish. Bob, settle
it. Medium to long finish for me, but it's cherries and vanilla. It's got that hint of that wisp of smoke on the back end.
But it's not like fresh fruit cherries. It's like baked cherry.
No, yeah. And the ginger for me is up front. There's definitely a ginger there, but it's also got a creaminess to it. It's got a nice viscosity. It's bordering on an oiliness, but not quite there for me. But it's got a great viscosity to it. It's got a really nice mouthfeel. I pick up the peat hints, but I like peated whiskey, so I'm looking for it, and I know what to look for, but I absolutely can get it. Is it a peated whiskey? No. Is it a smoky whiskey? No. It is just the slightest little elevation.
See, Amrit uses six-row barley, which is distinct Indian barley, and that has a lot more malty flavor than you get from two-row barley, so maybe that's coming through.
Yeah. It's
and more citrus.
I think it's extremely well done. I think this is one of the best ones they've done so far, and I think the teaming up with Amrut was a stroke of brilliance. They are one of the leading whiskey manufacturers on earth right now, and they make world class whiskey. So I think it's a good match, and I hope they do another release of this. So we're going to be giving the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series Amrut finish a well deserved 4 sips, guys.
That's classified.
So that leads us into our next whiskey, which is the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series Tale of Two Islands. And again, if you're a Scotch fan, you'll, or a Peaty fan, you'll kind of like this. It's 40% ABV, 80 proof. In 2018, Barrel Bourbon produced the legendary Tale of Two Islands rum. It was a Jamaican rum matured in peated Iowa single malt whiskey barrels. So they took those casks and used them to finish a blend of straight bourbons. So it was an ex-Isla cask that was then
an Isla cask they aged rum in.
Nice, heavy Jamaican rum.
And they bottled that and had the empty barrels.
Then put the bourbon in there. So it's a blend of 5, 6, and 9-year-old Indiana bourbon whiskeys and 5 and 6-year-old Maryland bourbon. So, fairly standard.
Who's making bourbon in Maryland right now?
Don't know.
I thought that was the rye. There's a rye in Maryland that I like, Sagamore.
Yeah, Sagamore.
But who's making the bourbon?
Don't know. But nice color on the nose. There's definitely an herbalness to it. There's a sweetness. They say marshmallow, and I'm definitely picking that up.
They say the herbal note's sage, and I guess it is.
Possibly. To me, it's more of a forest floor kind of herbal note, but and then on the palate, hold on. On the palate, dark, dark chocolate, heavily dark roasted coffee. There's an interesting kind of citrusy note on the back palate for me. It's got a really nice mouthfeel to it. I definitely am picking up a little bit of that peated whiskey cask. Very faint. Very faint. I'm actually getting a lot more of the rum than I'm getting of the peated whiskey. And if you know Jamaican rums and the style of rum that they make there, it's very identifiable in this, but it's not overpowering in any. It's
got that pogo funk.
It's just, it's just the slightest bit. I think this one was very well done. I enjoyed it. What'd you think, Harm?
I think you hit all the notes. It's got the hogo funk from the rum. I think, who is it? Brent, you said to add water to this one, right? Water brought out the peaches like you wouldn't believe.
Yes.
So that was great. I got a little coconut. I don't get the banana that I expect to get from the rum note, but it came out as chocolate. And again, the citrus you said on the finish, it's all there. It's very well done whiskey. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, that chocolate and espresso and peach is, it's just, that's the way I would describe
unexpected
it.
Unexpected combination.
Yeah, exactly. You don't expect that, but that's what you're getting. This is what you're getting, and it's very well done. Very surprised.
I'm guessing this is a real dark rum. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You get a lot of molasses notes from the rum.
Do you? I'm not getting so much molasses. But yeah. Maybe that's... I think it's merging with the Isla
undertone.
Cask.
Yeah, it's the undertone.
Get a little bit of lemon on it when you go back to it again.
There's definitely citrus notes. Not just a little, but not all lemon. It's orange. It's lemon. It's...
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm getting general citrus. I'm not getting any more or less of one or the other.
Yeah. It's...
Really, I got Buddha's hand. I got Buddha's hand citrus. I'm just making stuff up now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, I think this thing's really interesting. I think this was a really interesting, you had the barrels anyway. Why not give it a shot? But I think it worked out.
Yeah, you'd hate for it to not to work when you're doing it, you know?
Yeah, I think it worked out. But I like Isla, and I do love
Jamaican. I like rum.
I love a Jamaican rum.
You know, one of my favorite Ardbeg expressions was drum. That's a polarizing one. People don't like rum with their Isla whiskey, but I thought it was great.
Yeah.
What do you think, Justin?
So it really reminded me of like Black Tot, like a British style.
Yeah. Good.
Rum, navy rum on the nose. Yeah. But then the palate was like way more complex than anything I was getting off the nose. I got like the chocolate and the fruits and the Jamaican rum. So it was
pretty
cool.
Did you add water
now? I did after the first round.
Right.
And that made the citrus notes come out more for me.
It's kind of weird. It's already 40 proof. I'm 80 proof, 40% ABV. You shouldn't have to add water, but the water enhanced the fruit.
Mm.
But remember, the water is not just to cut proof. The water is to bring up flavor.
Yeah, you're right. It changes the solubility of those esters in the glass.
There are chemical compounds in there that are soluble in alcohol. Esters. There are chemicals in there that are soluble in water. So sometimes a little more water will wake that up.
Yeah, what Harm says is true for our listeners, that in general, hotter whiskeys are going to need a little bit of water to bring the proof down so you can really get the flavor. But sometimes you're adding water not to proof it down, but to enhance the flavor by, you know, bonding with the water
solubility.
Esters and compounds.
Chemicals that dissolve in ethanol, chemicals that dissolve in water. Add more water, those chemicals come out more. So... And that's why we keep preaching to people on the show. Add water to your whiskey.
Try a couple drops. It's not going to kill you, kids. It's not going to kill
sometimes
you.
Sometimes it'll wash the whiskey out.
And, you know, every and now and then, like once a week, try drinking a glass of water just to keep your liver surprised.
Yeah. Sometimes you add water and it does nothing. And there's no change at all. But sometimes you add water and it's a huge change for the better. So
just try once a week. Once a week, have a glass of water.
So
I don't drink water just straight.
Shock your liver. Just give it a surprise.
You shouldn't drink water straight. It causes rust.
Yeah. Fish do things in it.
That's right.
True.
So we were asking about the Maryland. There's like 10 distilleries that produce bourbon in Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, you Googled it? Good.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know.
It's not just fish fornicating in water. It's fish doing
pooping, dying,
and decaying.
Yeah, no.
Does this smell like whale to you? This smells like orca.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series Tale of Two Islands a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I think you could use more time in the rum barrel. Whatever. Go ahead.
So we're going to go to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So I'm pleased to talk about the Jack Daniel's 10-Year Batch 3. It's 48.5% alcohol by volume, or 97 proof. It's 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. This is the third 10-year release of the Jack Daniel's Age series, first launched in 2021. That's right. Counts for F-35s and Jack 10. No, that's an F-35 review.
Mm-hmm. It's a highly sought after.
It made before it crashed.
Mm-hmm. So he gets it.
Near Savannah. I was in Savannah when that happened. On this nose, I got like really nice wood, brown rice.
It gave me nice wood too.
The palate was nice and sweet. And the finish was
more like a toothpick.
Long and beautiful.
Hey, I don't know about you, but all toothpicks are made out of wood.
If all Jack Tenier was this good, I'd still not be able to find it, but it was really good.
It's hard to get. It's not quite unobtainium, but it's hard to get. They don't make enough for everybody.
What do you think, Maury?
Yeah, no, I'm a fan. I must admit, this is my third crack at the Tenier on the third release. I feel fortunate to have been able to experience all three. I'm not going to compare them. I'm just going to say this is delicious. It's unbelievable. Initially, they used to think that their whiskey wouldn't really go, that the sweet spot was 5 or 6 years, and I'm pleased that they've taken some experimentation. I don't know where they keep them in the rickhouse. I'm going to bet that these are lower floor barrels that are aged in the lower floors of the rickhouse.
Because they can last the 10 years.
They can last the 10 years because there's stuff that's in the angel in the top floor or the angel's roost, as they like to describe it, typically goes in a single barrel. They're typically 5 or 6 years old. I think those barrels would A, have very little whiskey and be over-oaked at 10 years. So I'm going to guess they're doing something more like Scotland, although I don't know it for a fact, but I'm going to say more where the green label's aging and the lower floors of the basement.
They don't make green label anymore.
No.
Are they going to bring it back? Are you got inside information?
No, I don't have any inside information, and I don't know that they're bringing it back. But referring to the old days of green label, lower floors, you know, less proof pickup. Again, this has been proofed down. This is not barrel proof, but nonetheless, you know, really fun and interesting to see what that whiskey does. Now, incidentally, Justin talked about the mash bill. That's the very same mash bill in Old Number 7. They pretty much use the same mash bill in every product
except
for the rye.
Yeah.
Now, the rye has its own unique mash bill. When they came out with the rye, that was their first new mash bill in like over 150 years.
That's amazing.
So it's pretty cool when you look at the different products and how the same mash bill has so many different expressions, both in terms of barrel, in terms of aging, in terms of location in the warehouse, and then, of course, blending or single barreling, et cetera. So I really like this.
In case you can't tell, Maury's a Kentucky Squire.
I just got my notification. Tennessee
Squire, sorry, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever. One of those southern states that's not Alabama, the only one that counts.
What'd you think, Brett?
Thank God I'm not an Alabama Squire. That's what I thought.
I'm with you.
Hold me back.
I'm with you. The destination. But baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue,
as slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our discussion on the Jack Daniel's 10-year Batch 3.
Yeah. Who was talking? I don't remember anymore.
Brent. Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with what everybody's saying about this, and it's a pleasure to have them, you know, make these expressions. So I'll let everybody get on, and let's get to our next one.
All right. Well, give this one a rating first.
We're going to give the Jack Daniel's 10-year Batch number 3 a good rating of 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, that takes us on to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that.
Why, thank you, Bob. The next expression is the Jack Daniel's 12-year Batch 2. It's 53.5% ABV or 107 proof. So again, a step up from the previous. Again, the mash bill is the same, 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. A color, beautiful, nice, burnished copper.
It's got reddish glints.
With hints of red. Thank you, Harm. My take on this whiskey is just simply, wow. This was a nice big step up from the 12. I'm not sure we're comparing apples to apples, the 10, excuse me, in that the proof is a full 10 points higher, but it's really the 10 with flavor turned up to 11. Everything about this whiskey just is magical. It's mouth coating, it's viscous, it's got a nice palate feel, nice mouth feel, and it just goes on and on and on. I think this is a step up from last year's 12. This is their second release of a 12-year. And again, I think that I love seeing these older expressions. They're not mainstream. They're not easy to find. But I think it's fun to see what the whiskey does at with a, you know, advanced
age. For sure. And you know, while you don't want to compare, you have nothing, no choice but to compare the 10 and 12 year that are in front of us.
Because we have them side by side.
Right, we have them side by side. And this 12 is clearly better than this 10, where I think in the last year, I enjoyed the 10 more than the 12.
I agree with you. Yeah. You know? It's only 2 years different. It's only 10 points on the proof. ABV. It's, you know, it's not that big of a difference to make that big of a difference in the flavor.
Right.
See, right.
They both have the same things. The cherry, vanilla, the oak. Yeah. I mean, their flavors are very, very similar.
Cherry, fig, marshmallow, candied pecans, and mint is what I got. Yeah. Both of them.
But the 12 is turned up to 11.
Yeah. Right. You know. And I didn't add water to either one of these. I didn't need it.
No.
No, they drink it. They don't drink hot. They drink beautifully. Right. They're ready to go.
So, Justin?
It's kind of reminding me of the 107 proof Baker's 7 that I had more than 5 years ago.
I think that's an underrated whiskey. That's good stuff.
It's really good
whiskey.
And the difference between that and this is just like mellower, and it's got all the classic bourbon notes and a Tennessee whiskey. If you find it and it's not going to cause you to miss your mortgage payment, I would get it.
All right. Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's 12-year batch number 2 an extremely well-deserved 5-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
Yeah. That's not a hard one there. No. It's like we just went around the table. Oh, yeah, 5.
Yeah, it's easy.
All right, so Brent, tell us about our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Bernheim Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey, barrel proof, A224. It's a 62.6% ABV or 125.
It's a 124, actually. He messed up the thing.
No.
No, 125.2 proof. Made if you do your math.
62.6.
No, the
batch
A124.
Batch A124.
Yeah.
Okay, so this Bernheim Barrel Proof is made with the Heaven Hills Wheat Whiskey Mash Bill, which is comprised of 51% wheat, 37% corn, and 12% malted barley. And it follows the traditional Heaven Hill Barrel Proof coating system that we've gone over a number of times. So the color on this one is a nice darker color a little bit. The nose, I get the cherry, I get vanilla on the palate. I get cherry, vanilla, cherry, white pepper, and a beautiful mouthfeel.
I think your nose broke.
And
it's not all cherry, vanilla. I got pomegranate.
I know you got pomegranate. There's
the record scratched.
But then vanilla.
I know that. I know what I said. That's what I got, though. And it was just beautiful. I love this expression. I can't say enough good things about it. It's enjoyable.
I wish they were all cast strength.
Yeah. I mean, when it's like, yeah, you don't need to make the regular wheat whiskey. You could just make this one instead. Yeah.
Stop making the regular Bernheim.
Yeah. Well,
we've done all of them.
Yeah.
Since they started it, because Heaven Hill's been very kind to provide samples to us. Thank you guys very much. Can't do the show without you. But this is the best one they've ever released.
Oh, without a doubt.
By far.
It's
nothing wrong with the other ones, but this one is.
Nothing's
by far
wrong with them, but once you've tasted this, you can't go back.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, I guess I'm going to get rid of bourbon and go to wheat whiskey.
No, you can't do that either.
I can't do that.
Liar, pants on fire.
It's just hard to believe it's a wheat whiskey as big as it is. Yeah. Usually with a wheat whiskey, it's softer, it's rounder, it's got that flavor, but this thing is like it's like getting hit in the face with a 2x4.
The wheat whiskeys I tend to like are Scotch wheat whiskeys. And those are very round and soft because they're much older. But this is so good.
I mean, when you talk about the wheat and the rye, you know, the wheat is the soft, you know, like the wheat bread is the softer bread. The rye bread is the
spicy.
And this just comes with the flavor. This is like, whoa, what happened? Who changed my wheat bread?
The only thing you said was cherry and vanilla.
It was amped up. I said vanilla more than once, though.
You said vanilla
cherry
four
twice.
Times. Yes, okay, there you
go.
Justin, Maury, you guys want to chime in before we've got to hurry up for the end of the show?
It's a study of contradictions, like military intelligence, two things that just don't go together, but they do in this whiskey. Maury?
Wow.
It's called an oxymoron.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful whiskey. I agree. It's the best thing I've had from Bernheim. I loved it. I thought it was well made. It was delicious. I agree. I would not have guessed it was a wheat whiskey.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No. No, in a million years. You could ask me. I could have sat here for a month trying to figure out what it is, and the last thing I would have picked would have been Bernheim Wheat Whiskey. Fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Bernheim Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey Barrel Proof A124 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
So that brings up our next one, which is the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, barrel proof, A124, 62.1% ABV, 124.2 proof, mash bill 68 corn, 20 wheat, and 12 malted barley.
Classic wheater, although the other one's a wheat whiskey.
Yeah, classic wheated bourbon. Nice color. Got a little glow around the edge. Got great clarity.
That's the acid you were taking.
Oh, is that why the ceiling's dripping? Oh, okay. It's got a nice glow to it. It's got a sweet nose. It's like honey. Some flowers.
Honeysuckle. It's honeysuckle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the southern boy. You should know that.
It's, well, I've got down here honey candy, too. Mm. On the palate.
Ditto honey.
Mm. On the palate, it's a little bit different. On the palate, I'm getting toffee, getting some tobacco notes, get a little bit of dried wood, a little bit of oakiness to it, a little bit of tannin, a little bit of that sort of dusty barn. Again, different. Yeah. Nose different from palate. Nothing wrong with it, but just when you sip it.
It sets you up for one thing, it delivers another.
Yeah, completely different, but well done. I mean, tasty. Damn nice whiskey. So
the oak is very sweet on this.
Yeah, the palate on this one is so complex. This one here, just everything. I mean, that oak, the vanilla, tobacco.
It's complex, but it's subtle. It's not like a kick in the teeth like the stuff.
No, right, but you're not like the Bernheim. No.
Yeah, exactly. The tannins, the leather, the butterscotch, the spices, the peppers, the clove.
I don't get any butterscotch. Where'd you get butterscotch? I'll give you the peppers and cloves.
No, there's butterscotch.
You get butterscotch too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm missing it.
Oh, it's just
the end. It really just
so many flavors
on the finish. On the finish, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Going on. There's so many flavors on this that you just—it's impossible not to like. I love it, Justin. How are we doing over there?
Oh, the Larceny was amazing.
Again, another one they should only make cast strength.
Classic nose on the palate. I got like mint, almond, paste, wood. Finishes long and woody. If you get it. Get it.
And if you don't get it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that this whiskey, when we first poured it, was delicious, but it had an off-balance note to me on the finish. And yet with time...
It changed completely.
Air, I did not add any water, but just air and let it sit, it's much improved. It's definitely much improved. I would definitely up my rating on this because it's just got everything you guys have said. It's got finesse. It's got style. It's got class.
It's like old leather chaps in a dusty barn. It's got so much. Chaps,
you really feel like you're in the country with this one.
Now, I want you to stop and think about that. Have you ever seen chaps with
all
the
chaps
rear end
assless,
in them?
I believe
exactly.
Right now,
yeah, that's a misnomer.
But it's an oxymoron. It's,
there's
it's redundant.
There's your oxymoron.
That's what his wife calls him. That's her pet name, oxymoron.
Well, she doesn't use oxy, though. Yeah.
She does when she's around him.
She uses
we don't buy oxy things, so we have oxy more.
She uses plenty of oxy. She
makes the pain go away just hanging out with him.
Oh, God. I thought that she said, I'm using oxymoron.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Because she's from Alabama. Yeah.
Commas make all the difference.
Yeah.
Commas kill grandma.
Punctuation. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a really good book called Eat, Shoots, and Leaves. You put the comma out, it's a murder. Otherwise, it's a panda. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't get panda, but okay, whatever.
Eats, shoots, and leaves.
Yeah.
If you put a comma in there, or two commas in there, you've got a murder.
Or you have a vegetarian.
Go ahead.
All right. Anybody else have anything they want to add?
More commas? Go ahead. Give it a rating, man.
All right. So we're going to give the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof A124 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
That went up for all of us. We originally settled on 4.
You know, Heaven Hill is doing it right. I have to tell you that, you know.
All right, so that brings us to our last one. We're going to have Justin tell us on that one.
So the last one we're going to talk about is Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey A124. It's a beautiful 59.5% alcohol by volume, or 119 proof. It's 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye, and it's aged 10 years and 9 months.
I am very aroused.
So the color is like a light brown. On the nose, I got raisins and cream and vanilla. On the palate.
Why am I agreeing with him? Do you get raisins and vanilla?
Big, bold. I get
vanilla.
Big, bold, classic bourbon notes, vanilla, bourbon, oak. And the finish is long, mostly mid-palate. And it's just a beautiful expression. They've made different, but they haven't made better.
Well, yeah, this one here, it's easy to, they've three a year, could they come out and stuff. And so a lot of people chase after the different ones. And last year, C-123, I think. Everyone went crazy for that one. This one, not quite as up there as that one, but, you know, Head and Shoulders above, you know, so many other bourbons and stuff. And the other thing I like what they're doing is they're also doing a lot of store picks with these barrel proofs.
Yeah. They finally started doing that a few years ago. Before that, they made store picks always were 94 proof.
Right. And now they're doing that. If you can grab some of these store picks or you can grab one of these, you're not going to go wrong either way.
I would pair this with pork fried rice or Japanese sweets.
I just have to say my store pick, Fixin' to Be in Fine Spirits, named by my wife, you have to take your shoes off, is Head and Shoulders better than this, but it was a single barrel. And we're sold out, so it doesn't matter. You can't get it anymore. So if you can find this, get this.
So mine was better, but it's completely unprovable.
Oh, interesting. I have an open bottle at home. I will share with
interesting.
You.
Interesting.
I will share with you.
Why didn't you bring it?
We can. I'm bringing next time.
I meant today.
There's one bottle left. There's literally one bottle left, and that's in my house.
That's shocking.
What do you have to say about this?
I'm glad it moved without a release party.
Yeah, but see, store picks are usually beat the mass production picks because they have to blend.
They always beat.
Not always.
Unless you're not a moron picking.
Yeah, there's
some
people.
You've got somebody who's in touch with reality picking.
The ones that are bad go to Miami and they buy them.
I tell my friends and my listeners that a store pick in general, unless you've got an idiot picking, is always going to be at least as good, if not better.
Yeah.
And Brett laughs because he knows I'm telling the truth.
They've gotten better in Miami. Anyway, store picks, it's an unfair advantage because we're picking a single barrel, sometimes two barrels, but these guys have to blend a bunch of barrels to make a nationwide release.
Correct.
And this is still fantastic. So just get this.
No, they did a great job with it.
Yes.
No question. Bob?
I think it's delicious. It's classic Elijah Craig, barrel proof.
And it doesn't taste like this proof.
No.
No, it's smooth and easy drinking. It drinks below its weight class.
Did anybody put water in it?
No.
No.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why do you need to drink?
It was good the way it was, but...
I'm going to try it with water. Why the hell not?
Why not? I'm going to try and give it a little...
Have I had better ones? Yeah. Have I had ones that were not as good? I think so, yeah. I mean, but it's
good. I mean,
this is right down the plate.
Still a king among kings.
Right.
This is a classic Elijah Craig barrel.
So I added water.
Proof.
It's cake batter and golden syrup.
Okay.
Ooh.
It is good. You know that golden carob syrup you get?
I like the Southerners.
Yeah. Southerners put on their pancakes.
You know, to say when you add the water that, you know.
Oh, it's better with water.
C-120.
It's better with water.
Oh my God, C-120, it's like candy.
C-123 looks more obtainable now, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
this is better with water.
I'm putting this on my pancakes.
That illustrates
tomorrow.
My point. Water's not just to proof it down. Water's to open up flavor.
This is candy coming out here.
Okay, but you're saying you didn't need water. It was only 119, but it drinks light. But the fact is that the water still opened up the flavors.
Yeah.
So water has two purposes. If it's too hot, it proofs it down, but it can open up the flavor even on an 80 or 90 or 100 proof whiskey. Always a good idea to try a few drops of water.
I think we had this conversation 10 minutes ago.
We're in a loop.
Well, we're going to give the Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey A124 a well-deserved forceps.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. God knows we couldn't fit any more in.
Moron?
I wish we could. So want to thank our host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for making me suffer.
It's terrible for you.
I know that.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. At least it wasn't scotch.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you. Another amazing day in the basement. I'm sorry I had to suffer watching Brent with no pants.
Well, that's every show.
That's every bourbon show. He takes his pants off. It's just, we don't want to explain it.
He's banned from several counties in Kentucky. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, thank you very much. Much better than watching the Dolphins lose.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob. I enjoyed it even though it was a bourbon show. Thank you.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately on this episode, we didn't have to.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.